What up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, I don't even know why. Why isn't that coming through my speakers?
We're live already, though, so get it figured out, man. You can't hear anything?
Well, I can hear it, but it's coming straight through my phone. Everything else was coming through my...
Bro, I don't know, man. We can just do it through the phone because you sound good.
Okay, well, then let's rock it. I ain't tripping.
Yeah, do it how we do. I appreciate you guys popping our cherry on this thing, man. This is brand new to us, so we're going to have a lot of mistakes. But let's just start off with our disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
That did come through, right?
That sure did.
Okay, what's going on, man?
Man, 2020, man. It's about to get real life.
It's about to get what?
Real life.
It's about to get real live? Liver than it's been?
Bro, I'm telling you. Bro, wait till what? Tuesday. When's the election?
The election is Tuesday, I guess.
It's
funny because people have been voting all month, and who knows how long it's going to take after Tuesday for the results to come back.
It's going down. Whoever loses, it's going to be a problem. It don't even matter.
All right, so look, we got a message already. I just want to start off. I've never done this, so we're going to see now. You see how it has a little message on there? I'm going to play this
message. Jamie Mack, it's been live all 2020, though. If it gets any liver, we for sure going to be dead.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. And somebody made a comment today, like, who's to say that, you know, everybody keeps saying, like, 2020 has been fucked up. Who's to say that's just not how it's going to be from now on? Like, 2021 is going to be okay. There's no guarantee.
That's one of my pet peeves, but we'll save that. We'll get to that.
Yeah. Well, let me start it off with this little thing. I wrote something today, man, as I was preparing for this, just to have an idea, kind of like to set it off what we're doing. Let me just start like this. 2020 has been a wild year. Corona has arguably been at the forefront of this. This consensus among some people is that the Democrats are blowing it way out of proportion and the Republicans are pretending it isn't real. In fact, this week, Don Jr. said that the effects of the virus is almost nothing. Jake Tapper wants you to know that on the same day, 971 Americans died from coronavirus. Dr. Gupta said he lost sleep due to the remarks. Altogether, 229,000 Americans have died this year from the virus, or at least were infected with the virus as it contributed to their deaths. In a country of 331 million, that is 0.00069184%. I'm kind of wondering, is the outrage based on these being lives? Because if you had $100... and you lost the same percentage in money, you'd have to get a Chinese accountant to figure out what fraction of that penny you lost. So I don't even know how many you'd have to do to get a whole dollar out of that shit. So it's crazy. But no matter how you line up on this, it is a big deal. And here we're here to talk about the frustrations that have built up due to the pandemic. So I've already listed a big one, which is the people politicizing this whole thing. How do you feel about politicizing, Jimmy Mac?
Well, I mean... So if it's, you know, I understand it to be correct, the Republicans are no mask, it don't exist, I got my rights. The Democrats are, you know, pro-life, wear a mask, you guys are trying to kill us all, right? So, I mean, I feel like I'm right down the middle, man. I feel like I'm with both of them, man. I've been on both sides of this fence.
That's one of my pet peeves. I can't even watch the news anymore. It gets ridiculous, man. Just who's getting blamed for everything? Like another one of my pet peeves is that they're deciding to blame Trump as if one person could be the blame for any of this.
That's a pet peeve. If he's the blame for the point whatever 0%. You know, then I guess it is his fault. You know what I mean? But as far as
that's a low-ass percent, man.
That's hella low.
I know Don Jr. said it's almost nothing. It kind of is almost nothing.
But don't, hey, unless you're one of those 200-some thousand folks, right? And then again, this is with quote unquote an attempted, you know, at trying to flatten the curve, so to speak. So if we were just doing everyday, normal day stuff like sporting events and, you know, all the other stuff that we would normally do, I mean, that number would extremely be, you know, I mean, that would be a lot higher though, right? I mean, we're living in an extreme society right now.
I don't know that it would be higher. I don't know that it'd be higher or lower. I don't know that we control it at all. I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. All I know is that the number is fucking low. It's very low. It's incredibly low. Almost nothing low. Almost nothing low. So no. I don't know that. I don't know that no person. I don't know that a person should lose sleep because I said it's almost nothing, though. And I didn't say that. That's what Don Jr. said. But hang on, we got another voicemail.
That's what the math said too.
Right.
So y'all just gonna start off this whole episode with the foolishness, like a life is just nothing. Like, am I gonna be arguing with y'all this whole freaking episode?
Not nothing, almost nothing.
Hey,
almost, hey, is the key word.
Hey, Kit, and I didn't say that. I believe that it's definitely something, but it's a problem only because of management. like if you can't manage a point less than a percentage issue that you're having in your country, that's bad management. So I guess in that instance, it is Trump's fault.
That seems like awesome stats. That seems like amazing stats. We haven't even lost even close to a percent.
Okay, but why can't I go to church? You know what I mean? Why can't I go to the gym without my mask on? You know what I mean? I'm still fucked up. Like, no. Without my mask. I ain't working out like damn LeBron with the damn tube, damn extra. I don't got it like that. I can't be wearing a mask and running on the treadmill. I got asthma.
I see the silver lining, man. Now I don't have to tell my wife why I'm not working out and I'm getting bigger. I'm like, this Corona shit is making me fat.
Oh, you ain't using that?
Using what?
Excuse.
Yeah, I just started just now.
No, but yeah, you're late because everybody and their mama are already using that.
I guess I am late, man. I'm too honest, man. That's the problem.
If you didn't got big, well, I think they're doing it to us. Like, you know me and my conspiracies. the whole sit at home, can't go to the gym, just kind of turn yourself. Do you remember that episode of South Park when Cartman turned hella fat because he wouldn't stop playing World of Warcraft or whatever that shit was? And because he never left his chair. He never left his chair. That's kind of everybody now, just working from home, sitting at, you know that girl that goes to the call center and turns fat? That's all of us now.
There's a lot of big bitches at the call center already. I've never seen I've never seen one evolve into fatness at the call center.
You wasn't there long enough. You wasn't there at least 6 months.
It's two women at the call center. It's either damaged women or fat women. That's it. That's it, right?
No. You got them fresh.
They don't out of care. College. They don't last. They don't last. Yeah. They don't last. I'm talking about the ones that's like trying to be manager.
No. They quit. You know why they don't last? Because they quit once they start getting fat. They're like, oh, this job ain't for me.
Anyway, man, look, listen, guys, if you are enjoying what you're hearing so far, make sure you go and look for the No Nonsense Show on any podcast app that you listen to it on. We've been doing this for a while. We got about 600 episodes in the can. Not just that, though. We have an entire network with many shows. I see Baylor in the audience. Baylor the Great has got a show on the network, open on BTG and BTG for President. Check that out. Black on Both Sides is also on the network. But the No Nonsense Show is what you're listening to right now, or at least a small bit of it, half of the show. Shout out to French Reggie and Jay Smooth, who are somewhere. I think Jay Smooth tore his bicep. I didn't tell you about that.
What? Doing what? Moving?
He did just have to move, but that wasn't his choice. But he was bowling and decided to try to use his left hand and do spin on it. Didn't even put his fingers in the holes and spun the shit and tore his bicep. So he's got to get surgery.
The worst indictment of how bad of shape you are in is that you can't even bowl, my nigga. Some of the big, sloppiest, fat, out of shape dudes are bowling champions.
Like, and look, listen, if you go ahead.
And you can't even make it through 10 frames? Come on, my dude.
I don't even think it was. I think it was like bonus. He was like just playing around at the end. You know how you kind of just play around at the end and just throw one crazy or wild? Well, he threw it wild and tore his bicep. But I mean, for the people who don't know who Jay Smooth is, he's like muscleless. There is not one muscle in his body. But he got to do surgery now, so that's what it is. Let's see. Anybody? Well, we have another voicemail. And by the way, guys, give us your pet peeves. We're going to start going down some pet peeves. So give us your pet peeves, and we'll play them. Let's play this first one right here, though.
Jay Smooth needs to leave all the extracurricular activities, like, out. First the leg with the basketball, now bowling. Like, this man needs to stay in the house. He need a bubble.
I told that nigga, now you better not run up on me, because you ain't put together right, nigga. You're not going to make it if you run up on this.
If you're allergic to exercise, what does that leave you? Like, I mean, like, if you can't get right, like, your body won't allow you to get healthy. What does that say? Like, are you just doomed?
And now he can't catch COVID because he got underlying shit.
Oh, man. He been had underlying stuff. Like, obesity is an underlying issue.
Yeah.
Being fat.
So look, one of my first ones, man, this is really bothering me too, man. What I've noticed is I happen to stay on the south side of Atlanta and southwest to be exact. And every fucking store is closed unless you have a mask. You can't sit down in nowhere. You can't go in without a mask. You have to be masked up, suited and booted all the way to get in anywhere down here. But if I go up to my Republican neighbors of the north, above 20, up, you know, maybe up in the north part of Atlanta, none of them motherfuckers are requiring masks. All the restaurants are open. Sit down. I'm talking about anything. McDonald's, real restaurants, whatever. All those are just open. You just walk in. You don't need a mask. And, you know, only the Chinese restaurants require you to wear a mask while you're walking to your table. And then when you sit down, you can take it off. I don't get it, but hey. But all the Republican North, they're all just like living their lives. But down here, no, everybody, that's a pet peeve of mine. Why are us liberal Black folks on the south side? I don't know, man. Are you experiencing the same thing?
Nah, man. I'm just wondering what that menu looks like at that Republican North restaurant. What do they serve? What's their special? But no, man.
Right, racism.
I haven't noticed. You know, the whole some people have, but I always know this. They're not going to say shit. That's what I've known, right? Because I used to, you know, kind of abide by all the rules. But now if I forget, I'm just going in. Right. And other than over there when that lady kicked me out of the Walgreens over by where you stay, nobody really says nothing. I mean, we're in a world of non-confrontational people. They don't want that smoke. This is not their job. This is not, I mean, I don't know.
No.
You see some people on the internet. Yeah, you see some people on the internet riding for Sam's Club or Walmart, you know what I mean, ready to fight somebody and pull customers to the ground. But all in all, most cashiers just want to go home without an ass whooping. They're not for that. You come in without a mask, I got mine on. I don't care. You good. You just get your stuff and go. You know, ain't nobody want to fight nobody.
All right, so what's one of your pet peeves?
Man, so when you do go out to these restaurants, right, or even, you know, most of the time, like the fast food places, the chicken wing spots, those type of things that I go to, the restaurants are closed. I mean, the bathrooms are closed. I don't get that. I don't understand why in a pandemic you shutting down the bathroom. Like,
you ain't got to pee.
What the fuck?
No, I mean, bet yours don't have a lock on it. Mine has a lock on it.
Why can't I wash my hands? Like, I mean, you want me to put some hand sanitizer on before I eat wings? I mean, maybe if it's a dry meal, but I don't want no lemon pepper sanitizer wings. I don't want all that. And so, why can't I have a bathroom open? That just doesn't make sense. That's counterintuitive to the damn pandemic. Wash your hands. We stay safe. Oh, shut the bathrooms down. Get the fuck out of here. You want me to die?
Well, no, but I guess they figure whatever you got inside of you that may need to come out, they don't want to spread that. Because remember, they were saying for a while that it sat on top of shit.
That's another pet peeve. Don't do that. Don't introduce me to, unless we're going to do Snake, where I get to go two times and then you, because don't go, introduce
go
that
two
one.
Times. Because that's, go two times. All right. What are you talking about?
There's just so much fucking information out there that I mean, you don't know who's in charge. I mean, that's what I want to know. Like, I mean, like, who the fuck do I listen to? Like, where do I go to get
Trump
the real? Like,
Trump.
Bro. Is that where I go? He said something about like, I think he could heal people now because he didn't had it now or something. I don't know. He said something out loud. I can't believe anything
like,
he said.
You talking about like Benny Hinn? Heal him like Benny Hinn?
Yeah. He's the Rona Benny Hinn now. But I just want to know where I can go to find out the real information. Because honestly, I could open up my phone, open the computer, and go and get 20 different stories saying all kind of different stuff. Like you said, you know, they said this, they said that. The story changes. I mean, we've been doing this for what, 8 months now?
Yeah. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask.
Has it been that long?
It floats in the air. It get like a helicopter. Remember that somebody told us it floats in the air like a helicopter? For like,
oh yeah, it's airborne now too. Oh yeah, it's airborne now too.
Not airborne. They said it floats in the air like a helicopter. It levitates.
How long? I don't know how long a mist lasts, but I'm helicopter. I don't know. I believe it.
They might be able to drive.
I'm one of those people.
It's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I think we got another message.
All right,
go to the CDC website. That's what it's for.
Oh man, CDC is the one who said like 6% of the deaths have actually been from Corona, and the other 94% is just, you know what I'm saying, Jason being fat. That's all that was.
The CDC is like Hector to me from fucking Friday. Hector, when they fucking got smoky high on that motherfucking shit, you know, and he didn't know. That's the CDC. The CDC told my mom to take Tylenol, which fucked me up. You know what I mean? And I ain't been right ever since. So fuck the CDC. Fuck the CDC.
You all right with me, man. Yeah. I think you all right.
You tell her to go to the CDC.
Speaking of that, though, I have what's the opposite of a pet peeve?
I don't know.
Damn, whatever that is, I got one of those.
What is that?
So every year about this time, my wife decides that the most important fucking holiday of all time is Halloween. And she spends a crazy amount of money. I don't know how much on her costume. It's always intricate. Some paint that looks like her face is coming off her. It's always something very detailed and intricate. And then she goes and you know, battles the cold weather out till 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm glad I'm gonna have her home this year because they shut all that shit down. Not to mention our second favorite holiday, which was Cinco de Mayo, they canceled that shit too. So that's the opposite of a pet peeve. I just like having my wife at home instead of being out at the party scene.
Hey, the Rona wins.
Yeah,
but see, my family, I don't know, man. We're wild like that, I guess. My son's trying to go to, you know, trick or treating over at his friends. I said, bro, it's a pandemic, cuz. I mean, like,
ain't nobody got like candy, man.
Dude, I can give you some candy. And only on top of that, last time you was hanging out with the same crew, you came back and got everybody in the house sick. I thought I had the Rona.
Yeah. So
that's a pet peeve.
He got a history.
Oh, we need it.
What's the other pet peeve?
Well, we need a new test. I don't know if you've had the test. Yeah, the Rona test. Like, we need, can I spit in something, pee in a cup, something.
You took the test?
Yeah, bro.
Well, how was it? What'd you do?
I had to stick that fucking, I sounded my nose, bro. That's what I did.
Stick who?
I sounded my nose. And she's like, no, keep going. Keep going.
You gotta call it that.
I'm like, what? Keep going.
Why you gotta call it that, man? It made me think of porno, that porno that I can't watch.
I sounded my nose, bro. And I'm telling you, and then afterwards, she said some real freaky shit to me afterwards, too. She said, your eyes watering.
Was it good for you?
No, she said, your eyes watering.
I bet you gagged a little bit, too.
I said, well, yeah, my eyes watering, but it's like on some thug stuff.
Nah, you know what I mean? ain't no thug way to have your eyes water, my nigga.
Man, but I'm telling you, she made me stick that whole, I mean, it's about 4 inches long. She made me get at least halfway up there, bro. She's like, oh, can you find the canal?
That's a, That's a little dick, though. That's not even...
Find a canal?
She better take that, man. That's... You tripping now.
No. She telling me she was dirty talking to me the whole time. Find a canal. Find a canal. All right, go. And yeah. I'm like, yeah. Nah, that we need it. We need a different thing. Let me just swab the inside of my cheek, spit in the cup. I don't know. Nah, do something.
On, that seems too easy.
No. Nah, we need to find a better way to press for this.
We got another voicemail. I can already imagine who this is, especially based off of the awful criticism I just gave.
Hey, who came up with the way the molecule looks of the Rona? Like looking like Kubrick with a bunch of extra noses all around his ear. And who came up with the color scheme?
What is the color scheme? Like purple and green or something? I'm trying to think of what it looks like. The Rona, the little molecule. You never seen the little molecule?
Oh, that's what it looked like. I mean, all that is a magnification, I believe, right?
So that's how it actually looks? Come on, Jimmy, man. You think that's how it actually looks? How many times magnified do you have to do it?
That's a logo? You mean that's a Rona logo?
Yeah, that's their branding.
No.
Like that shit that's under your toenail, that shit don't really look like that when you zoom into it. The little monster that talks, you know what I'm saying, and on the commercial, it doesn't look like that when you zoom in, dude.
I heard that. All right, no, man. I could have swore. No, for real. I could have swore that was the real molecule. That's what it looked like. I mean, I'm no scientist. That's not what my doctor said. It's not a doctorate in science.
What is that called? An isotope? Not a molecule, right? Is it an isotope? What is it called? We're dumb as shit. Because we both my genome. I don't think it's a genome either. I don't think it's an isotope or a genome. But hey, shout out to Montoya's boy, shoot from the hip show, man. I don't know if you guys have done a stereo live yet, but y'all should do one. Looks like we got one more voicemail.
Do not listen to this nigga. Yes, that is what the fucking virus really looks like. Mac, come on. You acting like Reggie. Stop.
You are playing it safe tonight, Mac. I don't know what's going on with you, man. I'm trying to pull you out of your cave. You're in the cave, man.
No.
Come on,
man. No. Honestly. See, because what it is I've always been this way. I'm too trusting. I believe you. You tell me shit, I'd be like, hey, be honest, be right. Like half of the time. I don't believe you. I believe that just like when they show those damn dust buddies on the fucking magnified on the fucking Swiffer commercial, that's the same thing. That's what that looks like.
Listen to what just happened. Somebody, two people now have said that that's what it looks like. How the fuck do they know? Have they ever gotten some coronavirus isotopes and put it on their magnifying? What app is that on the iPhone? Who got a microscope? When the last time you seen a microscope?
What are you talking about that? The scientists released that to the public to use. Tell the people this is what they need to be afraid of. This is what it looked like.
Right. And that's scary, but I mean, you'll never see it.
But you'll never see it.
You never see it. By the way, did you listen to today's show? The No Nonsense show?
Oh, hell yeah.
Bruh, the first 20 minutes.
You're tripping, right?
You were tripping, man. You were tripping. I'm surprised you didn't get choked out.
No. The funny thing is, you took me to the edge. You fucking what did they call that? You edged me, bro, because you took me right there. And as soon as I started, you shut it down. You was like, let's move on.
No, you was about to get stupid. Well, that's why. You were about to change directions completely from it being a comedy show. No, I think it was no longer gonna be comedy.
I'm sorry. And you're right, because I had that problem. Like I don't know how, you know, like people, you can't slap box with me. Like, I don't know how to slap box. Like the first time I get slap box, like we're fighting. I've never not fought playing slap box. It always ends in a fight. Cause as soon as you hit me, I'm trying to hit you twice as hard with a fist.
It was bipolar though. Cause you were on the floor laughing. And then 10 seconds later, he was like, nah, shut up, fuck that shit. Y'all gonna listen to me. No, fuck. I was like, wow.
No. Okay. Here we go again. It reminded me of a time when I did shrooms. And I was having a good time. Right. And I thought that everybody else around me was having a good time until someone said, oh, look at your boy. That's how you gonna do your boy. You leave him. And then I look at my friend and I'm like, oh, shit, are you not having fun? That's the same thing. I thought we were having fun until I look over at Fridge Reggie, and he looked like he may not have been having fun. And then at that time, it kind of just snapped me out of my high. You know what I mean? It just fucking just brought my high down, you know what I mean? And it's like, okay, well, if you're really not having fun, let me rest your mind. I mean, if you're really concerned about this, let me explain to you why you shouldn't be.
I have a wager going in Vegas that you are going to bring up that picture again on the next week.
Bro, if be honest, why you let's listen to this.
Tell it, Jamie. You know you're telling the truth. Come on. They want nothing more than to control us all, and now they got the technology to do it.
Oh, boy. We got another conspiracy theorist in here, man. Look, I am not the guy you want to talk to about this because I don't believe in any of this shit. 9/11 was actually a terrorist. Yes, it was. JFK was shot by one dude. What are you talking about?
You're only saying that because you don't want to get shot in the head twice and be told you committed suicide. But you damn well don't lie.
Nah. But for real though, albinos, that's the one that's a conspiracy. Albinos are a conspiracy theory. That's the one we should be checking on. That just the existence of them. Just the existence of them. It's weird.
Come on, man. Haven't they been through enough?
How can you be black and albino? That doesn't make any sense because they are talking about black girl magic and melanin magic and all that shit. How is an albino considered black, but then they ain't got no melanin? But then, so is black just a culture? But if it's a culture, then how come Vanilla Ice can't be black? How come Macklemore can't be black? See, it's a conspiracy, man. That's a conspiracy, dude. I'm telling you, somebody needs to fucking explain albinos first.
I don't know if you can. I mean, how do you explain a person? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, they are just an anomaly, right? I mean, we're all little created concoctions, man.
Oh my God, is that who you are on stereo? Is this the nigga you are on stereo?
No, listen. You know that's how they got pugs, right? That's how they got French. That's how they got French bulldogs. You know what I mean? You just mix some shit together and. And sometimes it comes out with French bulldogs. Sometimes out with those little ugliest dogs of the year awards. You know they breed those kind. You know what I mean?
You the and French so that, stereo. It's not you're the safe dude. You're like comfortable. You're nice to people. What is this? This is not the Jamie Mac that I know, man. Stop fronting for company, man.
Stop. So I said, okay, listen. So I'm supposed to just kill the albinos too. I told you, man.
I didn't say kill them. That's the real Jamie Mac, but I didn't say kill him. I just said somebody need to explain this shit. If you want to talk about conspiracy theories, we need to figure out
You're like the guy that likes to fucking hang out with the Hulk and fucking tease him to get mad and see what he do and shit. You know what I mean? Like, hey, that motherfucker said something about your mama. Listen, I know that if I start, we're supposed to be talking about pet peeves, not albinos. I got more pet peeves too. But albinos are my friend. I feel like Muhammad Ali with the Vietnamese. Them motherfuckers ain't did shit to me.
I didn't say they weren't my friends. I said somebody needs to explain this shit. How can you be black and black is melanated, but then albinos are also black, but they're not melanated? There's a problem here. There's something that's not matching up. The parallel dimensions, something.
You know what matches up with dimensions? When's the last time you seen an albino?
I don't. It has to have been 15 years.
Wow. But you know what matches up when you talk about why black, this black, their lips and their nose, my nigga. That's why.
So that's why they black match. Nose. There's black lips and black. See what I'm saying? This is so racist. Black people are allowed to say some dumb, ignorant shit. But if a white person have black noses,
are you
and
living
black
in
lips,
a reality where there isn't a black nose or there aren't black lips?
White people can never get away with saying that shit. Yo, you got a real black
Is that
nose,
what you're telling me, though? Is that what you're telling me, though? I mean, I don't know. I feel like I got a black nose. The motherfucker spreads out. I feel like I have never seen a white person with a nose like mine.
Can a white person tell you got a really fucked up black nose?
No, you can't get rude with it. Well, but you can say that is a black nose.
Like, you have a black nose, huh?
See, again, I'm that dude. I ain't going to get mad at a white person for saying you got a black nose because guess what? I do. I got a black nose.
What if you're smoking, you're sharing a blunt and they're like, nah, man, I can't share with you because you got black lips.
Okay, well, shit, I got my own weed. Don't ask for none of mine. What are my lips? Not black. Do I not got black lips?
You just
do I not got black lips?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't look at your lips often.
But I well, as a black dude, I don't know what other kind of lips I would have. Now I do. I'm just saying. We acknowledge this when we see it in its realness, like Angelina Jolie and her lips. We're like, ooh, she got black people lips, right?
She got those are made. Those are manufactured.
I understand that they're fake.
Her dad is John Lithgow. Look at that motherfucker's face. Everything is thin.
I understand that they're fake, but they're still what they people would say are black people lips, right? And that's kind of was her appeal when she first came out.
That's like blackface. That's like blackface, though. She's got all black makeup on her lips.
Damn. That's fucked up. And we fell for it, huh?
I didn't fall for it.
You never thought she was cute?
Cute? Yeah, back in the day she was. I mean, you know, when she started.
Yeah, that's okay.
All of them start doing too much or something, and it starts like pulling a whatever's underneath their skin. It starts pulling that shit out, and it's like they look like Jada Pinkett. Ah, I just can't do it with her.
That's one of the women's. That's what women's kind of burden. And I feel bad for women because that's kind of what it is. And it's with anything that they do to try to make themselves look better, it fucks them up for in the long run worse. So they have to keep going more and more. You know, all women start off with a little bit of foundation, and then they end up looking like drag queen. You know, just a little bit. You know, just that base. You know what I mean? And then after a while, you know, that's not enough. And then they got to put the extra, the liner on, and then they got to put the concealer and the base, and then they got to the serums and the mask. And then all of that shit looks good when it's on. And the more you use it, the more you have to use it. And
that's not a Corona pet peeve. That's one of my pet peeves. All that extra shit, I don't require it.
You know what? You know what I tell you? They tell you in the movies all the time. Catwoman. They told you in Catwoman.
I didn't see that. Did you watch it and pay attention? Which one, Halle Berry?
Come on, man. You can't just be staring at Halle Berry like that throughout the whole movie, bro. You got to at least listen to something. She worked for the little makeup company, and Sharon Stone, when her face was so hard, she couldn't punch it. You know what I mean? Because she had been wearing makeup.
Sharon Stone was in that movie?
Yeah, she was the bad person.
I'm not really into comic book movies and stuff, though. We got another voicemail.
Y'all sound real dumb. First of all, leave Angelina out of this, and those are her real lips. You can look at her pictures from when she's a kid. Second of all, if you smoking with a nigga and he say, I can't smoke after you because you got black lips, and you just like, oh, okay, more weed for me. Like, nigga, you lying. But actually, right. No, because Mac is the one who's like, oh, white boy can say nigga, so whatever. Back to the pet peeves.
I'm glad she
No, stand by. First of all, what you're not going to do is come on here and direct our show. We don't need a producer. Do we need a producer, Mac?
I think she was doing a pretty good job, man.
Oh, my fucking God. Yo, I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to, man. Who is this guy? Who in the hell is this guy, man? Does every show need a French Reggie? Every show don't need a French Reggie. My goodness.
By the way,
little kids be getting surgery and shit these days. Little kids be having their dicks chopped off. Little kids can get lips injected. She's had her shit injected early before they started taking photos. I bet you can't find a baby picture of her because they erased it all from ever. Like, you'll never find that shit. That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
I've never seen an Angelina baby picture.
No, I mean, I'm not. I bet you can find one on Google. Everything's on Google.
But they can Photoshop that. They probably Photoshopped that little kid picture Kit saw. I don't believe anything anymore, but I believe everything about... I don't believe anything, but conspiracy theories don't exist.
So that doesn't even make sense. Obviously, if you don't believe anything, that makes you inclined to conspiracy theories.
Come on, man. What's your next pet peeve?
Fucking Corona hours. Like,
what is that? Oh, yes.
Like, what the fuck?
Whose idea
like,
was why? That?
Like, it is, everything is counterintuitive, at least to my mind. If you have a shorter span in which you're open, that condenses the time in which people can be there, forcing more people in the building at once. That's not, That's not good. You should be open 24 hours, motherfucker. Just spreading it out. Let people come in at 3 o'clock in the morning when no one's in there.
No, but what was the point originally, though? Was it that Corona was more dangerous at night?
Nah, people were scared. Go home. You got to make it home. You got to, your family's worried. Because, again, when this first came out, we were all dead by now. We were supposed to all be dead by now.
Oh, yeah. It was doubling every day, right? Or every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was 200,000 in a couple months. So, and that was supposed to be then. It was supposed to do, like, this exponential thing, you know, where it just starts, like, quantum leaping. And so, yeah,
right.
We were all supposed to be dead by now. So, it was like people wanted to get home. I want to get home to my loved ones, man. I got like 4 months left before the end of the world comes, dude. I can't be fucking working doubles. you guys are going to have to get these waffles, you know, next time. You know what I mean? Later, come in the morning, like another shift.
Motherfucker's not hungry because it's Corona outside?
No, y'all still hungry, but I got more important shit. I'm prioritizing now. I didn't triage shit, and now because the world is about to end, and again, everything has changed. When it all started, we were supposed to be dead. Now we're at like less than 1% of people are dead, and or have contracted it, or no, are dead.
Three zeros. And so, three zeros, Mac. 0.0006.
That's a lot of hootie growl for, but I still want another stimulus check. I ain't tripping. I do. I mean, I don't think that warrants it. I would, if I was the accountant, yeah. I would say, no, don't give no more money over 0.0006. But as an American, I would like to have, you know, I got some more home improvement stuff I need done.
Is that what you spent the first one on?
Yeah, mostly.
I paid down debt. But you know what? Which leads me to another pet peeve of mine, though, that stimulus check. Because I know what a lot of people bought is guns, right? Why is there no ammo? And if you do find ammo, it's like 75% more than it was before.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up because that was one of mine. The guy we saw buy 50 bullets for $60.
Right. At the gun show. Yes.
No, at the gun range. Right. He got a box of 50 for $60 to go shoot.
Well, no, the gun range is always like that. I'm talking about at that gun show. Remember, he had like they had 9 bullets in fucking Ziploc bags. That's how cheap. They weren't even putting them in real 50
for 40. Yeah, those are like $45 for range ammo. And
there was a time when you could get 17 cent a round, and now it's like 40 cent to $1 a round or $1.25 a round. That's one of my pet peeves, is that people feel the need to just get all the ammo at one time.
Well, my pet peeve is that we're not talking about how rich certain people are being. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't stock shit, you can't make enough of something, you're rich as fuck. You're making shit ton of money. And that's the gun industry right now. They can't. I mean, you already know, bro. It's hard to find guns. It's hard to find bullets, and if you do, the prices are they're hijack prices now. They're double of what they were 8 months ago.
Once again, you guys are listening to a segment of the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to all your podcast player and download one of our shows. We had a really good one today. Jimmy Mack got in trouble with one of our other hosts because he was fancying his girl.
Out of line. Totally out of line.
it was completely out of line. But comedy was present. So you got to go check that show out. Also, go to the website, raresonance.com, and you can check out all the shows on the network. All right, so what's the next pet peeve, man?
The fake social outrage. Like, I mean, okay, how about the inconsistency, right? Like I said earlier. I can't go to church, right? But because I guess that that's too close. But I see these rallies, these political rallies on TV, and there's hella people. Look like more than at my church. I got a little church, so I don't understand.
And George Floyd protests as well.
Yeah, I mean it's just the inconsistencies of when we enforce things. Everybody's mad at one of the Dodgers because he got pulled out of the game, middle of the game, because he tested positive, came back out and celebrated. And everybody's losing their shit. I don't even know how to feel about that, because I feel like, I don't know, rationally, he was just around them. Like, I mean, so everybody's acting like it was those last 15 minutes that he was around them that he killed them all. Like, so if everybody dies and they all come back with COVID, it was because of that last 15 minutes that he was around them. Not the 2 days, not the day, not all of earlier in the day. And it's just like, where do we get this outrage from? Where do we lose the ability to rationally think?
You know where, Jake Tapper, CNN, all that shit. That's where you get it from. And it's
oh, you're
that,
right.
That was my first pet peeve, was the media.
No, you're right. Because, you know, we don't watch too much news in this house, but we got this new, you know, provider watching some news, because you can watch news from all over the world, right? I mean, all over the state. I mean, country. And then A-Love is watching, and she's like, I get it now. I understand why people, she's like, I'm afraid now. She's like, I feel like I want to go. And it's true. I went out and bought canned goods for no reason. I didn't need no fucking black beans. I don't even like black beans. But if shit hits the fan, I'll eat that shit.
I'll just go hungry.
No, you won't.
Man, I'm not eating black beans, dude. No. I've been very hungry before, and it was only black beans in the house, and I had to go out to get something. I had to walk because it was snowing, and I did.
Bro, it's because you don't know how to cook. Put some seasonings on them bitches and make it do what it do. Stop playing.
It's only so much you can do to a fucking bean, man. No, it's not. That's not gonna work.
See, you don't know no real Mexicans. Mexicans do hella shit with bean. Them motherfuckers refry it. They did something to it and then refried it, and that shit is delicious. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah.
Do it again.
What kind of bean is that though? That's not a black
cook
bean.
Cook it again. I think those are pintos.
Is it really refried? I thought it was just a word they use. Is it actually fried twice?
It's I think it's like steamed. See, and then they fry.
You don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm not Mexican. Wait a minute. I'm not Mexican.
You have no idea what you're talking about. He's trying to talk about isotopes. You have no idea what you're talking about.
I do have Google.
Well, speaking of food, another one of my pet peeves is, have you noticed that this is only at the Chinese places, at the Chinese wing spots or the Chinese food places, they've decided to add a corona tax to everything? Did you see that?
Yes.
It's like 18% in some places. Like, it's between 10 and 18% upcharge due to the pandemic virus. What does that mean?
I'm not making as much money.
I don't believe that, though. I don't believe that they're always packed.
But that's how it all started, because everybody was locked down. Nobody was going out for food when it first started. So then that's when they implement this tax, you know, because shit is getting tight. Rent still due. I got to tax you a little bit harder, homeboy, for these wings.
Are people still washing their groceries when they get home?
People are not still washing their hands. That's one of my pet peeves. I thought that this thing was going to make people less nasty. It hasn't.
Come on. No.
It has not. Look around. Watch people. They're equal. They're just as nasty as they've ever been. They just got gloves on now. They're not.
Gloves?
They still pick their nose. Oh, I saw a guy today pushing a cart with some gloves on.
You seen somebody picking their nose with nitrile gloves on?
No, yeah, with the little slim fit ones,
ones. Okay, devil's advocate, Jamie Mac. I don't know that's a bad thing, because I mean, you know, people are like, oh, you nasty, you digging in your nose. But if you had on a nitrile glove, that's not really that nasty, is it?
It is if you're gonna go touch everything else in the store, acting like you're doing something.
Everybody digs in their nose like occasionally, like in the car. Sometimes you're digging in your nose in the car, right?
Nah, I use projectiles and
stuff.
Come
on, Jamie Mac.
I don't.
Projectiles?
Yeah, like I'll twist up a tissue and get up in there. You know what I'm saying? I told you, I'm in the sound in my nose now. It's kind of my thing.
You never dig in your nose. Come on.
Not with my finger.
Who the fuck am I talking to? Oh my God. Do you dig in
your ear? You know how dirty your finger is? Like, you honestly, before the pandemic, I was already not sticking my fucking dirty ass finger in my nose. I already knew that my mucous membranes are the easiest way to transmit infection into my body, and I'm not just going to stick my damn finger in my nose. What's going on in there that can't wait?
You share a blunt with a nigga. What are you talking about? This double standard is fucking ridiculous.
I've shared blunts with total strangers at concerts.
I've seen you share a blunt with a nigga. What are you talking about? Like, do you have any idea what they did with their mouth or their hands or their spit? But I've seen you let a nigga lick the blunt or to tighten it up or whatever y'all reason, whatever reason y'all do that to make it stick. I don't know what it is. Whatever the reason is, y'all lick that shit up and down all the way like a hot dog or whatever. I've seen a nigga do that. And then you put your mouth on that shit that he just put his spit on. And I've seen you enjoy that shit. So you
gotta
how dare you?
You got to dry it with the fire. You got to put fire to it. Fire cleanses everything.
You have to dry it with the fire.
Right. That's why God invented hell.
Is that why he puts his mouth on it? You never heat the back of it up after he puts his mouth on it. You just put your mouth on it.
Yes, I do.
You can't light that side of it, man. It lights on one side. You can dry it.
Listen, it's not about lighting it. But here we go again. Expert honest about weed smoking. Bro, you can.
What you're telling me is you can put a flame. Nigga smoking. No. A nigga smoking. He puts his mouth directly on the blunt paper or the whatever, the weed paper, whatever. And then you're saying that you take that and before you put it in your mouth, you light the backside of it that you're about to put in your mouth. You're a fucking liar. I've seen you go straight mouth to mouth.
Listen. While you're not paying attention, if you hand me back a blunt that's extra moist that you didn't dry completely the first time or that you just lipped it, for a better word, I'm going to run the lighter underneath it to dry it off. I don't care what the hell you're talking about, bro. And you can put a lighter underneath something without burning it. I'm not telling you to light it on fire, motherfucker.
Not papers. Come on, man. Maybe a blunt, not papers, though. That shit'll catch, right?
Bro. Yeah, not papers. Listen, changing the subject to papers now. You said a blunt.
So you smoke papers too. Stop it, man. You are Corona kissing niggas, man. You are Corona kissing niggas. Stop it.
You got to have it first. But see, I feel like I'm building up, I'm getting herd immunity fucking around with French Reggie because he got that fucking Haitian third world.
I didn't say anybody's name or their nationality. You put that. I just want to make sure that.
Well, I understand knows, why.
Just like on the show, you have a problem with this man. Just like today on the show, how you were talking about his girl or whatever. Now you're talking about his nationality and his lips. I'm just saying.
Does he have black people lips?
Does he have black people lips?
Gaslighter, stop. Stop, gaslighter. I am not talking about this man. I said I was building up herd immunity. Is he Haitian? Yes. Is Haitian a third world country? I didn't make it a third world country. Hell, if I had some money to borrow, fucking lend to Haiti, I would. But it's not my fault.
He's been here 26 years. What are you talking about?
It's not my fault.
He hasn't lived in Haiti in 26 years.
That motherfucker was in Japan. He was in China less than a year ago.
Right.
So that's fucking ground zero. He was born in Haiti.
And that's what I'm saying. And this is a nigga you share the blunt with. Somebody who
I
just
told
came
you
back
what's happening, bro. So yeah. So when you go ahead and die, you're gonna be looking at me like, why you didn't fucking die? I'm be like, because I was fucking smoking blunts with the Haitian motherfucker.
My pet peeve is that people who are blunt smokers just continue to still smoke blunts, even though there's a coronavirus out here. But they ain't gonna wear a mask when they go into Walmart.
Come on, I got a shop. They won't let me. I told you those fucking greeters will fight you at Walmart. The only reason I wear a mask is not because I believe it's doing anything. I don't. I just don't want to fight nobody. I don't want that smoke. That's one of my pet peeves is that it's turned the whole world into a game. There's two sides now. There's Crips and Bloods, there's masks, and there's no masks. And people, I'm telling you, watch a no mask. Look at how he looks at the mask people like, you guys are a bunch of fucking sheep walking around just doing whatever you're told, fucking killing yourselves, breathing in your own carbon dioxide. Ha ha, suckers. And then I look at the, you know, I go in there because I don't want to fight and I got my mask on and I'm like, oh, look at this nigga. He just don't even give a fuck about the rest of us. Like, how selfish can you be? Like, nigga, so what? Just put the fucking mask on.
But aren't both those things true? Both of those things are true, though, right? The guy who's saying you guys are all sheep. Yes, you all are sheep. If you're putting on a mask because you were told to, you're kind of a sheep. and you are breathing back in your own air. When you breathe out, you're not breathing out oxygen. So you're breathing back out in whatever you breathe out, right? If it's not getting out of the mask. Am I wrong? Am I right? Some of it, right? All of it can't escape through the microfiber mask. And on the other side. And then the other side, hold on. The other side is that you're being reckless because you're not caring about the people around you. So both of those people are true. I mean, they're telling the truth, right?
Well, my thing is this. Why are we tripping about being sheep now? We've been doing what the fuck we've been told all this time. Now, all of a sudden, we want to bow our back? What?
Who has been? What do you mean? Who's been doing in our life?
Everything. Yeah, our whole existence. Everything. So, you know, when you say, why do we go along with... Man, we do... as our society, civilized society, we go along with what we're told a lot. We got to... There was a listener that was just on here talking about go to the CDC. You know what I mean? That's basically our mentality. Go somewhere and someone will tell you what you need to know. Right?
I'll tell you, that's how it works. Come to the No Nonsense Show. I'll tell you, because I don't follow all those trends and all. I just don't do it, man. And I think that you're kind of the same way. I don't know. Tonight you're very, very different than I've ever seen you ever before.
Oh, so you stop. I'm not really sure. I'm not very different.
I'm not really sure all I'm saying is that next time I see you.
There's multiple sides to everything. And all I'm saying is that we've fucking been doing what we've been told. Motherfuckers, it's called law and order. You know what I mean? People do what we've been told to do fucking forever. Like I said, my mom was told for the longest that all she could take if you was pregnant, if you had a headache, was Tylenol. That was what we were told to do. And so now... that I have ADHD, what? Whose fault is that?
Come on, man. You really believe that you have ADHD because your mom took Tylenol?
Yes. I believe that
acetaminophen,
the
acetaminophen.
Yeah, whatever, the minimum is just like methamphetamine. I think that you could take either. You could be pregnant and do meth, or you could take Tylenol, and I believe that your kid would probably have the same effects, similarly.
So you don't take Tylenol now? You don't even take it now?
No.
What do you take for pain?
When I have something, it's probably like Advil or ibuprofen.
Who told you ibuprofen is any better?
Nobody. I mean, listen, bro. Again, I'm not the one that says I'm not a fucking sheep, that I don't listen to motherfuckers. Somebody told me it was going to... You know what? And no one told me that it wasn't good or bad for me. You know what they told me? That it would make my headache go. And it does. And so that's why I take it. So, you know, I understand there's a risk involved, but I want this headache to go away.
Let me hear you back. Let me hear you back.
I want this headache to go away. Fuck it. You're like my daughter. Fucking lay down in the room and suffer in the darkness because you don't want to trust the man and his medicines, huh? Get the fuck out of here.
Who's like your daughter? I take aspirin.
Okay, then. Bad for me, then. Bad, then, bitch. Come on.
Nobody told me to. I decided to do it. That's my personal decision.
No. Someone told you that this was what it would do, and that it would work.
I guessed.
And you trusted them.
I guessed. I took a lot of pills that day. That was just the one that worked.
See, that's like me and other drugs.
What else you got, man? What are the pet peeves? And listeners, if y'all want to ask some pet peeves, send us a message.
Homeschooling.
What are the pet peeves you got?
Homeschooling.
If we can't
get kids back, and I'm not saying the school system was great before, but it's like the opening of Lean On Me right now, bro. It's like that's at home. That's virtual. Like it's horrible. I'm glad I only have one kid, but it's like herding cats. You know, he's got ADHD. And most of the kids in today's society, I believe, do. And working from home, that's not helping them. That's hurting them for sure. And so,
did you take Tylenol while you were nutting?
We're on that first. No, but they told my wife when she was, you know, pregnant with him, same thing. So she was taking that shit the whole time.
And that so. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry. Go back to your homeschool thing, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. No, we're in that first stage of idiocracy, bro. I'm telling you right now. The graduating class of 2028 from college, them niggas ain't gonna know shit. They're gonna be dumb as shit. The world, if we're still here, I don't even know if we're going to get to 2021.
Come on, man. What are you doing? What do you mean?
I mean,
of course we're going to be here. What's going to get us? Global warming? A hurricane? What's going to get us?
I don't know, bro. It was fucking hot as shit yesterday, cold as fuck today. A hurricane
came through this bitch. What do you mean it was latest, hot yesterday, cold? That's how it works.
It's the latest that a hurricane's hit the United States, you know, in this time of year. Not that time.
Before this one, there was another latest. So, and there's going to be a later one than this. Sometimes shit just changes, man. One thing that's constant is change. You know that. We're going to still be here. The earth ain't going nowhere until it's ready to go, but it will eventually probably, just like all the other things. But for right now, we're good.
You know why homeschooling is fucked up? Because the teachers don't know how to handle it. Like, teachers at home now, you know, doing classes in bonnets and shit, patting their weaves and shit, you know, scarves.
They don't
understand. Who hasn't seen it?
You have not seen a teacher with a fucking bonnet on.
She didn't have a bonnet. She had a scarf.
A white teacher.
Come on. When white teachers go to work with scarves on. When white teachers, I don't know white people that sleep with scarves on. Their hair stays straight.
Just get up and go for real?
I didn't say get up and go, but they don't need anything to keep their hair from turning kinky. Isn't that the whole?
That's so ridiculous. It gets tangled. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about right here, man. White people's hair gets fucked up. They get bedhead or whatever. That's what they call that shit for. Black folks didn't come up with bedhead.
Who is this guy I'm talking to?
Contrarian. I'm a contrarian. You know that.
No, you're a liar right now because you know white people.
A liar?
Yes, because you know white people and you don't know not one of them that sleeps with a scarf on.
They don't, but you said they don't wake up with their hair fucked up. And yes,
I didn't say that. I said no, I did not say that. I said they don't have a need to wear a scarf because their hair stays straight. That's what I said.
I have definitely seen white women in bonnets. You are kidding. I've definitely seen white women in bonnets in a robe.
Listen, that's a bonnet. I'm talking about a scarf.
That's where we started.
No,
we started with the bonnet.
No, I said a scarf.
I believe that there are probably white women that also wear scarves. It's ridiculous to think that only black people wear scarves.
Because you don't understand why black people wear scarves. Why do black people wear scarves?
Black people, only people got big dicks.
Why do black people wear scars? Not with surgery nowadays. Everybody got a big dick. But anyway, hey, let me ask you this. Why do black people wear bonnets?
Because they want their husbands.
I'm sorry, not a bonnet. See, you stay in bonnets. Bonnets. A scarf. She didn't have a bonnet on. She had a scarf on.
Why? Because they don't want them edges to get pulled out. I don't know.
Because of the perm. At least that's like my understanding. I've never slept with a scarf up. But the people that I have, it's straight, right? They got the straight perm, and they don't want, and the scarf keeps it from kinking up during the night. That's why they have.
So you're telling me that even with a fucking chemical that kills rats, you still can't lay in a bed without a scarf on? God damn.
Hey.
God just don't want y'all to have straight hair. That's what it is, ladies. Y'all need to just give up on that. We're ladies, natural.
Hey, Cat Williams be wearing a scarf, bro. Ladies, it ain't just ladies. Pretty Tony ass nigga.
It's a couple of them. I'm talking about the majority.
Yeah, but so that's why. So that's why white people don't wear scarves, to be honest, because if you got a Jufro as a white person, you just got a Jufro. Right. You ain't out there straightening it. You're not like, like to have my Jufro straightened today and I'm just going to make it, you know, crimp it. Or
exactly. Black people need to get on board with that. If you got a Jufro and you're black, just have a Jufro.
Hold on, we got another message.
Neither one of y'all niggas know shit about hair. All white hair, black hair. There's no difference between a bonnet, a scarf, and a satin pillowcase. Like, it all does the same thing. Y'all need to just shut up.
And white women wear those motherfuckers. But look, we're at the end of our show. It's been an hour now, man. So I guess we're going to have to.
Bonnets are nothing but a glorified shower cap, nigga. That's not the same as a scarf.
That is, yes, it is. A bonnet is not a fucking shower cap. I think you are.
That's all a bonnet is.
You're French Reggie for real between the two of us on this show. listeners, look, go to the No Nonsense Show and check out some of our episodes. But like I say, we're more than 600 in. A long, long list of shows. Go to the website, raresinus.com. You can check out all the shows on the network. We appreciate you guys tuning in to our lives. Jimmy Mac, you got anything else to say to the people, man?
Nah, nothing except for the fact that there's my last pet peeve is that there's no end in sight. I don't see this shit changing. This ain't what this is. This is it.